Hello and welcome. You have made a commitment to your spiritual growth. That's why you're here. And so we welcome you as we grow together, as we move forward on our path that leads to the unfoldment of the truth of our being. So let's just close our eyes and touch in with a prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in the video we're going to watch together, Jane introduces the concept of the karmic wheel. And in this understanding, she allows us to see that our lifetimes that we're living right now aren't just haphazard experiences. We're not just trying to go out and get what we want, but instead, we are unfolding the karma and observing the karma that we have accumulated over millennia. Let's watch this video together and learn about the different ways that we can engage with our experience of the karmic wheel and turn negative karma into positive spiritual growth.
Well, hi there. I have gotten so many emails from you all. I'm going to say you all because you've been wanting to know more about karma and illusions. And so, guess what? I'm going to talk about karmic illusions. That's very much a part of the play you are in. Karmic illusions. Well, this is the way it goes. When we have a play that we're in, and when I say a play, of course, I'm talking about the play you're in right now. It's just a play that you created, that you wanted to be in before you came into embodiment. Now, I'm going to start taking your play apart and talking to you about how you got the play you're in and helping you to understand how to break that illusion through your karmic understanding. Okay? So here we go. Since you've all talked to me about karma and wanting to know, please talk more about karma. Here goes. I have this wonderful karmic wheel. I saw this in an art store in Lee Summit, 25 years ago. And it just drew me to it because it just explained so much to me about how to talk to you about karma. One look at this, you can see I've got a big wheel here. And down here in the little corner are two dee-doo-deeny people. And they are going to jump on the wheel. What do I mean by saying to you they're going to jump on the wheel? Well, these little two people have already planned on their next lifetime. So we're just going to have a little fun here, okay? So here they are. They've made plans for the next lifetime. And now they're going to jump on this wheel. And it's going to go around and around and around. And as it travels around, it's going to bring to it itself the karmic pieces necessary for your play. Because everything that you're doing is karmically created from other lifetimes that you have created. Let me say that again. You have, from other lifetimes, created desires, and those desires are going to play themselves out in your play, your lifetime now. And it's already begun. You're already on that wheel and it's going round and round and round. How are you going to get off of it? Well, there's only one way to get off the wheel. Recognize that you're in the illusion, which we talked about a few weeks ago, and that you are responsible for breaking yourself out of the illusion. You have to have a firm commitment within yourself. I want to get out of this karmic illusion that I'm in. So I've asked you all to start asking to have that karma broken, that illusion broken, because it's made up of karmic pieces that have you in bondage. And when I say you are in bondage, I mean when we have karma that we have to pay off, it must be paid off. It's like you have a bill at the local JCPenney store, and you bought a lot of new clothes and some new furniture, and you put it on your charge card. You have to pay it back. You may decide to pay it back $25 at a time, $10 at a time, or you may plan to pay it all off in one swell swoop. Karma's like that. We accrue karma, and we have the credit card called the karmic credit card that we have to pay back. So, understanding that you have a karmic credit card with all your credit on it, and it may say something like you have 25,000 credits here to be used whatever lifetime you want to use them. Credits meaning positive things that you've done in the past that have accrued a lot of pluses on your karmic scoreboard. The scoreboard is something that's always ching-chinging along. It's always operative, in other words. It's operating at all times. So this karma that you're in is constantly operating, ching, 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 and it's charging your spiritual credits that you have to eventually either pay back and or forgive, release, let go. A positive. If you hang on to the bad debts, you are going to have to pay these bad debts back in another lifetime. And otherwise, if you die and you owe JCPenney's $50,000, you are going to come into your next life owing JCPenney's $50,000, and it will have to be paid back. And it keeps going. So every lifetime that we have, we accrue new karmic debts, so to speak, and new positive debts, new money in the bank, and also karmic debts that are pulling us down. So as we move in our consciousness and we begin to understand that the play that we are in has a lot of positive, negative karma in it. Fortunately, it's not all bad, and bad is not bad according to the truth of the beingness of that, because if there's a bad piece of karma, it was created, and you have an opportunity to change that into a positive. So there's no such thing as bad karma. It's just how we look at the piece of difficult karma that we have, and wisely, and I do mean wisely, look at it, evaluate it, understand this is a piece of karma. The best thing I can do if it's making me too stressed out is understand it's about forgiveness. It's about releasing, letting go. This person, this job, this child, this wife, this husband has a spiritual debt on you. And you have given them a spiritual debt, but you've also given them a positive. Many people say to me, oh, karma is all, why is it all about bad stuff? No, it's not all about bad stuff. Some of the most wonderful things in the world that has happened have come from good karma that souls have, and they use their karma wisely. And maybe they created a wonderful new product that will help humanity in some wonderful way. They may be a doctor that they were able to do wonderful operations and save people's lives. That's just a little drop in the ocean of good karma. But in order to break your illusion of the play you're in, you need to know also that you are on a karmic wheel. And it goes round and round and round. And at the end of this lifetime, you will get off the karmic wheel. And you'll have an opportunity to evaluate what happened on that karmic wheel. And then you get another opportunity to recreate a new lifetime, using the positive along with the things that you wish that you had done better. You're given the opportunity to do that. So it's always a growing situation. Now, with that said, I'm going to talk about something else. And this is probably for the more advanced students that are listening to this. And this is that on the wheel, and let us pretend now, besides this being a karmic wheel, it's the different stages of evolution. So we've changed this karmic wheel to different stages of evolution. So let's pretend here with me that at the beginning stage, when you were first, I don't know how to say this to exactly, I guess you first existed in the mind of God, and you first became a desire form that was desired by the energy and love of infinite presence. And you began your journey into consciousness, and you were conscious only as a stone. You were just, oh, that's so minute. And then as you grew in consciousness and became more, a little teensy, teensy bit more conscious, you became a vegetable. And then you began to be a fish, and we continued to develop and change and grow until we have our animal life, which is two-dimensional. They have a two-dimensional consciousness. They don't see anything in three dimensions. They only see things going forward, going backwards, going side, and they can't comprehend sometimes when they're running with a car why it is moving faster than they are. I don't know how to explain it better than that. But you have that experience. The ape family is the highest intelligent family. And then you move into your humanhood. And maybe you're way up here on this progressive wheel. And now you have an opportunity to start to learn intelligence. You learn to think. You to take care of a family, to fend for yourself, be creative, start the process of becoming more conscious. But when you first have your first lifetime as a human being, you're very, very babyish, because you have to learn so many things as you begin to develop into your humanhood. And it takes many lifetimes, even when you are human, to grow, to change, to use your intelligence, and to continue to develop those characteristics that are going to help you to master at some higher point. So, let us say, just for today, that you have evolved through many, many, many lifetimes, which is pretty much the truth, and now you're in that space where you have to go into a different state of understanding your humanhood, which means that you need to go inward. Because everything that you have done up to this point, it's been about outward. It's about material gains, about becoming more intelligent. It's been being more adapt to the world of cause and effect. All the decisions that you made for eons and eons of time are here and supporting you to finally you say, there's got to be a more. And you begin to think inward. You begin to say, I need to go within. I need involution. So you go to evolution for a certain place. Then you start involuting. You start having lifetimes where you become more conscious of meditating. You become more conscious of karma. You become more aware of deeper laws and deeper opportunities to serve humanity and deeper love and deeper commitment to family, friends, and all those that are close to you and dear to you. But involution takes a while. It's not sometimes done in one lifetime. Sometimes it takes many lifetimes to evolve into becoming the master of your own destiny, to discover the I am that I am in God. It takes a while to have that veil unlifted, but you are on your way. You are on your way. If you do nothing else this lifetime but meditate, try to be kind to your friends, do your forgiveness work, stay on target, be in integrity with yourself, be honest with yourself, be honest with others, and work in the best interest of your soul as you go within, inward, inward. And then finally, you come to the lifetime when everything is now open to you to move into higher consciousness. So you never lose when you're going inward, because it counts for something. It is very important to understand that you are going somewhere in this process, and you are going to discover the I am that I am is in the I am presence, infinite intelligence. Not the finite intelligence, but the infinite intelligence. So as you're breaking out of just infinite, you would be breaking out of finite awareness into infinite awareness. That's where you want to go. That's what's important to you. So as you look at this wonderful little painting here, you can look at it many, many ways. Let it speak to you. I would take this to class and I would say to the students, I want you to write down what you see in this picture. How does that affect you? What does that mean personally to you? There's no wrong answers. So I'll say to you also, maybe you could just look at this. You'll see lots of different things in that. That'll mean all together different things. Every time I teach a class, it's different about this very subject and this very picture. Because hopefully I'm pushing everybody a little bit further than they were the last time to look at their karmic wheel and to be in integrity with their higher self and do their forgiveness work and also break the illusion that this is the one and only life that you're ever going to live, and so you better get as much as you can out of it in the third dimension. I would say take that desire and put it in the fourth dimension, where you're breaking the illusion of the third dimension and you're moving into what we call the higher dimension of consciousness. This is where you are. This is your possibility. But karma is cause and effect. Your soul has many, many memories that has stored in its subconscious. And it will develop from those stored memories into bringing you higher and higher into God consciousness, if you'll let it, by meditating and being still and connecting to the energy of this universe. And telepathically, this information is in the universe. It's in the universe. You can tap it at any time. How wonderful that you can tap and get answers to problems, everyday problems and spiritual problems, any kind of problems you have. It's possible to access the infinite mind of God. And I've been talking about this, and I will continue talking about it, because this is what's so important to the growth of your spiritual self. And since you're wanting to be in a spiritual class, and this has somehow spoken to you, then I am very honored to be the one that is supporting you on this journey and giving you little pieces of information that will help you to move in consciousness and make good decisions for the things that are happening in your life. So this is the karmic wheel right now, and it's going around. And you are sitting in your karma, and your karma is going around. It's going around and around. And how are you going to get off the karmic wheel? First, by jumping off the karmic wheel, we're going to pretend like these people said, oof, I want off the karmic wheel. So they jumped over here on this rock. And now what they're doing is watching the karma go by and evaluating what's happening as the wheel of karma goes by. And this is what happens to you. You jump off the wheel and you stand and you look at what's going on in your life as a karmic situation, not as a poor me situation or ain't it awful situation. You created this lifetime for yourself for a purpose. And wake up to that purpose. Your goal is to become God aware. And you've lined up everything in your life to help you to become more aware. But what happens to us is that suddenly we say, oh, I'm out here and it's scary. I'm jumping back on the law. I'm safer on the law. Even though I know that that's not the smart thing to do. But my ego, myself, my limited self is more attracted to the karma than it is to getting off of the karma. Believe me, I know many students and many of people that have been in my class have learned all about this, been standing back looking, and the next time I talk to them a year or two later, they're right back in the mix of their karma again. What happened to them? What happened is the pull of that magnetic karmic wheel is pulling them back into getting back on the wheel and going around, even though they know better. Just take an alcoholic. He knows better than pick up that drink, but he goes ahead and the drink is more important than his own intelligence telling him, no, no, no. You are a spiritual student. You will be, and I say this with love in my heart, you will be tested. Do you want really off of that law? Are you just saying, oh, that sounds like a good idea, Jane. I think I'm going to ask for it. But when push comes to shove, are you going to say, whoops, I want back on that little wheel. I want back on that wheel because it feels safe. Because the karma, you've been doing it for eons of time. Naturally, you're going to feel very much more comfortable in the karma that you know than the karma that you're trying to get rid of. It's a test. It's a test. And everyone is always tested. Do they really want off the wheel? Are they just wanting off this crappy piece of karma they're in? So they're going to say, I want off the wheel because they think that's going to get them out of the crappy karma they're in. And then once they get off that crappy karma they're in, they jump back on the wheel and create another crappy piece of karma. Or something maybe a little bit better, but eventually it'll be like eating stale bread. Doesn't taste very good anymore. And then you're going to run back and get off the law of karma. I warn you, I warn you, I've seen this too many times with souls that were dedicated to moving forward and wanting to do the very best possibility. And the minute they have a real big challenge, they can't overcome it and they jump right back on to the law and continue their lifetime and wonder why it's not working for them. So if you want off the law of karma, mean it. It's not an easy thing, but it's a lot better than being stuck on the law. And when I say it's not easy, it means that you have to kind of look at what your karma has been in this lifetime, and perhaps you'll go back and see some of the other things that are in your subconscious that need to be cleared out, and that's the sticky wicket. But it must be done, and it must be you that does it. Why? Because you need to know your whole self. You can't need know half yourself. You have to know your whole self. So when that process begins, you will be tested on your commitment to it. Because as you move into understanding more about your soul, you're going to understand there's a lot of forgiveness that you have to do for yourself. And I've been in this for a long time, like 45 years, so I'm well versed on the subject of forgiveness and releasing old karmic debts and what you need to do to get off the law. And I vowed if I was ever going to get off this thing and it was done for me, I would do everything possible to help you to do the same. Because you're in the same boat I was, and at least I'm over here. I've gotten off the law. I understand the law. I understand how it works, and I understand how it works in your life, your personal life. Your personal life is karmically driven, and I can see the karma that's driving you. Because on the other dimensions, you can see beyond the humanhood into the Akashic records, into what is being created in the universe, and how to support you to not get sucked in to the law again. Karma is karma, and you have to pull yourself out. I think I showed you this karmic ball weeks ago. I love this. I showed it in many of the classes I teach. It has a lot of little strings. And the only way is to recognize that we have a lot of little strings that have to be detached. So this week, think about your life. Think about the karma you're doing. Think about the people you're with. And continue to ask for that illusion to be broken because it's a karmic illusion. It's karmic illusion. It's a karmic illusion, guys. Don't get sucked into it. That's your homework for this week. And I'm going to continue talking to you about this because this is an extremely important subject for all souls that are working to balance their karma, to end the wheel, to advance into higher understandings, and to master this lifetime. If any of those things speak to you, you're in the right class. Bye-bye for now.
Well, as we saw, Jane was sharing with us that the experiences that we have to do with karmic illusions. Now, I remember when she first suggested to me, and this is 30-something years ago, that every experience in my life was an experience of karma that came from past lives. Well, I didn't like that very much, and I really found it hard to accept, because I believed that my life experience in this lifetime was as a result of my own free will. And I felt that this idea of karma was taking away from me my own volition, my own will to experience the things that I choose in this life. And then as I deepened my understanding with her help, I began to understand that the karma that I brought over from past lives was my free will. I did exercise my free will. And the way I can exercise my free will in this lifetime is to allow myself to turn those sometimes negative experiences of karma into spiritual growth. In other words, I wasn't a victim of circumstance. Karma didn't do it to me. Instead, I saw karma as an opportunity to engage with spiritual growth. Now, she shared with us that the way to do this is to get off the karmic wheel in consciousness and to observe it, to observe the karma as it unfolds in our lives. And as I began to do that in my life, I started to change my way of looking at things. I stopped looking at people so much as detriments to what I wanted, or as people that I could get something out of. But instead, I started to see everyone, every circumstance in my life, as an opportunity for spiritual growth. We want to support you as you unfold your spiritual journey. On Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a spiritual support group where we can unfold together our spiritual understandings of this lesson and whatever's going on in our lives. We invite you to join with us. In the chat room has a link. You can see that, or you can go onto the Center for Enlightenment website and find a link that will lead you to the Thursday night spiritual support group, which is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. There's also a link for donations for the Center for Enlightenment, and your donations are how the Center for Enlightenment continues to do this spiritual work. There's a link there in the chat room and also on the website. The key, as Jane shared in this video, to getting off the karmic wheel and beginning the process of observing our karma and turning those negative experiences into positive, growthful experiences is meditation. And so let's join in this time of meditation together. And just close your eyes and allow yourself to just touch in with your heart. Your heart contains everything you need for your spiritual understanding. Your heart already knows the answers to all the karmic situations in your life and all those people that you're experiencing this karma with. And so as you move into this quietness of your heart, just know that there is a place of rest. And here in this place of quiet confidence, all the experiences of life find their meaning and purpose. As we detach from all the outer world experiences of karma, we find that place where it all makes sense. Not to our intellect, but deep within our hearts. And as we move into this quiet space, we rest our awareness with open hearts. We find our peace, our rest. Our deep understanding. As we settle into the heart space of spiritual peace. We trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it needs to. For the unfoldment of the truth of our being. We feel this deep peace, and we know in the stillness. We are grateful, and we feel this gratitude in our hearts as we are empowered to look at our lives in a new way. And as we come back to the presence of the rooms that we're in, we open our eyes. And just know that this karmic wheel that you're observing now is your opportunity and your empowerment to uncover the truth of your being, to change those karmic experiences into growth experiences. Thanks for being here with us. Bye now.